Topic 6. Key text. Women in sport.
Dropping the ball. Media coverage of women's sports.
Here are two statistics. 1. 97% of Brits know Wayne Rooney's profession. 2. Less than 20% know that Rachel Yankee, England's star forward, plays football. These numbers provide a revealing snapshot of the public profile of women's football in the UK. Although women's football teams have been playing for more than a century in Britain, few people seem to know much about them. Sadly, the same seems to be true not only for football, but for women's sport in general.
Women play sport, but not on TV.
One obvious reason for this lack of awareness is the scarcity of media coverage. Although women are just as likely to participate in sport as men, and many enjoy watching sport on TV, they are unlikely to see sporting stars of their own gender in mainstream media. Just 5% of media sports coverage is devoted to women's sport, a fact that has far-reaching effects.
Money matters.
One problem caused by this low media profile is the difficulty in attracting sponsorship. Unless TV and newspapers cover women's sport, sponsors will not support it. If women's professional sports cannot tap into big advertising budgets, then athletes' salaries and prizes will continue to be depressed, and the financial success of women's professional leagues and tours will be more difficult to achieve. At the moment, women's sport receives only 0.5% of all sports sponsorship money.
Role models.
A further setback caused by poor media coverage is a shortage of well-known sportswomen that might inspire girls to take up a particular sport. Nicola Adams, who won the first Olympic women's boxing gold medal, said, "Just from girls seeing me at the games on TV, we've seen a 76% increase in women taking up boxing. It made a massive difference. If we could get more women's sport on television, the number of women and girls we'd have involved in sport would be huge. Raising the profile of female sporting role models, then, is an effective way to encourage women into sport."
Well played, but what was she wearing?
Many sports fans point to a double standard in the way women's sports are covered. When male athletes receive media attention, such coverage is primarily focused on their skilled performance. When female athletes receive media attention, the media is much more likely to focus on their physical attractiveness or non-sport-related elements like their clothing. The physically attractive tennis star Maria Sharapova is the highest-earning female tennis player in the world, despite winning far fewer tournaments than her contemporary Serena Williams.
A false image.
If people do not see women's sports reflected in the media, it is easy to get the impression that women are not involved in sporting activities. In the past, this is what happened to women involved in history, art and science. We rarely hear their stories. Do we really want to do the same thing with sport? Because by ignoring the millions of women who participate in sport, that's precisely what we are doing.